There's been a long simmering conflict with black churches over same-sex relationships, which has been highlighted by a story about a powerful Baptist bishop now making headlines. Bishop Eddie Long, the influential pastor of New Birth Missionary Baptist Megachurch just outside Atlanta, has been a vehement critic of homosexuality, and he says he'll fight new allegations that he had homosexual relationships with four young men when they were still in their teens. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports on how that highlights the church's attitude about sex.
When it comes to his views of homosexuality, Bishop Long is straightforward. He led a march in 2004 to call for a constitutional amendment to define marriage as between one man and one woman. His church holds sexual reorientation seminars, which are aimed at, quote, curing gay men and lesbians. And for those who refuse to change, he has a message.
And to every man that knows what God is saying to do, and you're still acting like the boys on the corner, God says you deserve death.
The congregants at his megachurch responded to the sermon with waves and cheers. But Anthea Butler, an associate professor of religion at the University of Pennsylvania, says in all likelihood, at least a few of those worshipers were gay. She says even in conservative churches like Long's, there are almost certainly gay members, but they keep quiet because most black churches have a, quote, don't ask, don't tell policy.
If you're gay and you're in a black church, you are welcome to be there. The problem is that you may be subject to messages that may denigrate who you are.
Messages like this.
I don't care what scientists say. If you say you were born this way, then you're saying, God, you're a liar. And I see this thing down here, but I'm going to ignore it.
Long's theology comes from a literal reading of the Bible, which condemns gay sex in several places. Butler says unlike many white Protestant churches, which have fierce debates about interpreting those passages, most black churches don't.
They have a firm belief in Scripture, and that Scripture trumps everything. So it's not about theology for them as anything else. Did the Bible say it? Then we're not going to do it.
Polls show that two-thirds of black Protestants oppose gay marriage. Dennis Wiley, co-pastor of Covenant Baptist Church in Washington, D.C., says there's a historical as well as a scriptural reason for this attitude. Because of racism, blacks have wanted to fit into the wider society and support traditional institutions such as marriage.
We have not wanted to do anything that would suggest that our families or community was exhibiting any behavior that could be considered deviant or hypersexual.
Wiley, who supports same-sex marriage, says this concern dates back to slavery, when most African-American men were not allowed to legally marry, raise families, and be heads of households.
The black church was one of the few areas in which black men could exercise this sort of traditional notion of what it means to be a man. Anything that suggests weakness or femininity has been considered to be unmanly, and therefore it has no place in the black church.
Add to that what Phil Davis sees as a modern-day assault on the African-American family. Davis is a conservative pastor of Nations Ford Community Church in North Carolina. He says in an age of unwed mothers and fathers in jail, the African-American church needs to promote the family unit.
The foundation of any family is the father. If we allow our young men and young boys to just haphazardly live a homosexual lifestyle, we weaken further the very fabric that we have to build up in order to strengthen our families.
Davis and others didn't want to talk about the allegations against Bishop Eddie Long since nothing has been proven. Some said his case should open up a conversation about how black churches deal with homosexuality, though none of them thought that many will change their stance anytime soon. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.